The guy's an athlete. The hardest thing, you know, I could have had one in the first quarter, and hardest thing was breaking him down. You know, he's a smaller guy, but he's stronger than what he looks. And, you know, you hit most quarterbacks, they fall. But he's a guy that, you know, has great balance and great awareness of the pocket, and he did a good job of staying up a few times and scrambling away.
Art Jones, who had a stellar week against the Redskins, speaking about RG3 as we join Dean Pease for Game Plan Defense. Good words from Art Jones. That was a unique assignment in the FedEx Field last week.
That was a tough one. You know, that guy's a special athlete, special player, and you know, you gotta be on your toes all the time with him.
When you have so much film work and so much practice work, and then you finally take it to the field, it seemed like for those first couple of series, there was a lot of kind of watching and waiting and figuring out. I know in your own mind, you know, I know what's going to happen, but the reaction time was not quite the way it might. The first time you see a guy, that's not that unusual.
Well, the biggest problem that we started out with in the first two series is we were not going to let number 10 run the ball. All right, which. That's okay, except that you can't make it so obvious when he's running the option that the dive, he can give it. And so what was happening, we were lining up a little too wide. It was a new package that we'd kind of put in, and so they were tentative on it a little bit. And so he was just giving the ball the whole time, and the fullback was really rambling. And we weren't fitting it quite right up front. Once we got that straightened out and got that corrected, then we really played pretty well from really second quarter all the way till the last 4 minutes.
The word that Clarence Brooks was sharing on the sideline was that the guys up front had to handle the dive, right? That's the first order of business, that your interior linemen have to make the play on that to allow your linebackers to kind of be fanned out a little bit more for the option.
Well, what it is everybody has an assignment. You have the dive, the quarterback, and the pitch. The difference is, though, is that if you have the quarterback, you can't make it obvious you have the quarterback, because then he's going to give the ball, because that's why it's called an option. So and that's what we were doing. You want to close. You want to make him have some moment of indecision of whether should I give this or should I keep it, and we weren't making that at first. We were too worried about our assignment that we weren't really trying to make his assignment hard, if you understand what I'm saying. And so instead of closing down there looking like we're taking a dive but taking the quarterback, we were just running right up to the quarterback, and he's handing it off. Once we got that settled down and got everybody – you know, we just got to clean this up, then really we played it really probably as good as anybody's played it all year after the first two series. First two series, though, were awful.
Well, then you had three punts, you had the turnover, you got out of the half clean as a whistle. And I know that there was some work where you were doing where you were trying to now add some more confusion. Maybe the corner was going to jump and he had the quarterback and the linebacker had the option guy. You had to do some things to try to confuse him. If you play it straight, you're in trouble, right?
Right. And you know, most people did not pressure him, don't pressure him all year. They kind of sit back there. And we wanted to pressure him and make his read quick and make him try to deal it quick, like we did on that third down and one, and he actually made a bad pitch, and we end up tackling him for a loss. So, yeah, we did some pressure things there on him against the option that they're not full-out blitzes by any means, but they were some pressures to make his decisions come quicker than he wanted them to.
Coach, you're upstairs. I'm on the sidelines. It's the national anthem, and I'm standing there with Ray Lewis, Terrell Suggs, Jimmy Smith, Lardarius Webb, Donnell Ellerby, and you're going to lose McLean going in. I know you can't think like that. You've got to deal with who's in front of you. But I've never seen a collection of talent on defense not playing a football game. You got to at some point stop and breathe and say, how do we get here a little bit?
Well, unfortunately, you know, you have those years where sometimes you can go through unscathed in a whole season, and usually that's a good thing. And some years the injury bug gets you, and this is one of them. I looked out there in pregame and warmups, and we had more linebackers in sweats than we did linebackers in uniform. And it's just – it is what it is, and I wish it wasn't that way, but it is.
And you lose Jameel McLean, so share with me, if you would, how you handled your communication, because he becomes your signal caller, and there's got to be somebody calling signals that hasn't really done that before.
Right. Well, what you have, you know, you have the helmet communication, and only one person on the field can have that communication. The only thing is you can have several people with another helmet. So once Jameel went down, Josh Bynes, who then took Jameel's place, we had to get him a different helmet that had his communication in the helmet. It's just different. Josh has never done it in a game. I'm crap. He's hardly even played, period. So, you know, at the end, we had him playing inside and doing the communication along with Albert McClellan, who's really an outside backer, playing inside. So You know, but they did a commendable job. Wish we could have done better at the end, but, you know, those guys, you know, really worked hard at it.
All right, we'll take it down to the end. RG3's got the knee. Cousins comes in. How much work had you done? What can you tell the guys about Cousins? He had a game on tape. He had a real good preseason. But in that spur of the moment, can you share a whole of, hey, this is his strength. He throws a great out. Watch him on the slant. You got anything at that point?
I'll be honest with you. We didn't watch the preseason game. I mean, I'll be honest with you, Larry. I mean, we're worried about the option and RG3. I mean, you know, everything was kind of based on him. But that's not an excuse. We, you know, the first play that Cousins was in there, we pressured him and we blitzed him, and because I wanted to, you know, see if I can get him rattled right away, and we ended up getting a pass interference call on the play. It was on a critical third down too, and we get the pass interference, and then RG3 comes back, and then Cousins comes back, and even on the play that he threw the touchdown on, Kruger's hitting him as he throws. We just, you know, we weren't quite there just in time, and. It really doesn't matter who's in. I don't make such a big deal out of whether it's a backup quarterback, just like the week before with Batch. It's not that. It's us executing what we have to execute, regardless of who that guy is. It doesn't matter who that guy is. Tom Brady came in 01 for Bledsoe and went to a world championship. Tom Matty came in 1965 for the Baltimore Colts, if you remember right, with Earl Morrow and those guys down. I remember all this stuff. And so it doesn't matter who the guy is. It's up to the defense to execute the defense. We got to do a better job of coaching it. They got to do a better job of playing it. We got to learn how to finish the game.
That's well said. You have great experience with Peyton Manning as a coordinator. He's been a nightmare for Ravens coordinators. I've sat here with some brilliant minds across Rex Ryan's, Mike Nolan's, Chuck Pagano's. He is a unique challenge, right? And as Kerry Williams said, if you stay vanilla, he's going to kill you. Is that the best way to look at it?
Well, yeah, he can't. He's got the chalk last, you know, and really he controls it. There's a lot of teams where they make a play. You know, the coach will call in a play, and then that's the play they're going to run. And the guy may have one check. This guy's got the playbook out there. He is the coach on the field. He runs whatever he sees. He can run whatever he wants to run. He has that authority. So he's the coach out there making the final decision. So if you show things too soon, you know, I've seen people try to pressure him, get burned. I've seen people play vanilla. It's you can't do one or the other the whole game. It's kind of like Brady when we played New England. If you give them a steady diet of anything, they'll just chew you up. And so you just got to keep. It's a chess match, and you got to try to win more than you lose.
One of the things that I remember from years past with Rex was that never get into your position too early, right? Look at the play clock. Be aware. If there's 15, move around. If there's 10, move around, and then get yourself set. Should we see the guys kind of doing a lot of decoy stuff to try to mess with him while Peyton's doing his hamburger, cheeseburger checks at the line?
Well, you can do it one of two ways. You can either do a lot of moving around so that he doesn't know, or you can do no moving and just sit there and not show anything and hope that eventually he's going to make a call. Because the one thing he'll do also, if you start moving around a lot on him, he's going to go up and go on quick count. And then now if you're not in the right position, you can get gashed that way too. So I tell you, he's got the chalk last. We got to have different ways of doing things, and it's just there is no one certain thing set in stone. We just got to keep changing it up on him. And when it all comes down to it, though, really, just like I was talking about in that four-minute thing, we got to execute. If you got coverage and you got inside technique, then that's what you got to do. If you got outside technique and you got help inside, you got to do that. It's still us against our X's against their O's, and you got to be able to just play good, sound, fundamental football.
DP is a wonderful challenge for you this week. That's why you took the job in the first place.
Right.
Days like this. Enjoy yourself. And when we come back, George Kikin is in for Eric DaCosta as we break down the Broncos and more as Ravens game plan continues in just a moment.